This is a CHOI News Report. Premier David Eby addressed the State of the Island Economic Summit in Nanaimo on Thursday morning, speaking about such issues as transportation, housing, and the toxic drug crisis. The Premier talked about his government's legislation limiting short-term rentals, saying the housing and affordability crisis is a drag on the provincial economy.
This is just a reality when you have a vacancy rate of less than 1%, when it's a drag on the provincial economy, the fact that people can't find housing. And we literally have strata buildings where 70 and 80% of the units in them are short-term rentals. And the net effect, whether it's a series of individuals with a single investment unit or one individual with 70 investment units, is the same, which is that we need those units for people who help make the province go.
The Premier says the province is buying up land around transit corridors to build affordable middle-income housing and is looking to partner with municipalities for innovative solutions.
We've had a lot of municipalities come forward and say, we've got land, we'd love to work with you. We want to put housing above our fire station. We want to put housing above our city hall. We want to put housing above a local school, the school boards. We have health authorities who want to put housing for healthcare workers on hospital grounds. And the momentum behind this is very significant. And I do think ultimately it will be quite transformative as we get back into the business of making sure that the middle class actually has a place to live.
The Premier said Highway 4 closing this summer due to the Cameron Lake wildfire showed him that there is a desperate need for a second route to West Vancouver Island. But he was cagey about when it might be announced.
Our government put significant resources into the existing road to make it safer, make it better for communities. We understand the importance of road access. And if anything, you know, all of our minds were sharpened about the need for a second route after the disaster this summer. So it's the best I can do for you today, but just rest assured it is a priority for government.
Eby also addressed the ongoing public health emergency on toxic drugs.
We've lost almost 13,000 people since the public health crisis was declared in 2016 to overdose. And that number conceals the larger bit of the iceberg, which is the people who survive overdose with serious brain injury that either impairs their executive function and they're still wandering around in downtowns, or that requires them to be in the care of government for the rest of their lives. It is a devastating and massive crisis, particularly acute here in BC, but far from exclusive to British Columbia. We're taking this on at a number of different angles. From the perspective of ensuring that people have access to treatment, one of our biggest challenges is the skilled professionals to deliver those treatment programs, the social workers, the addictions doctors, the nurses who are expert in this area. So we have a health human resources strategy about training up those professionals to be able to open more programs.
Nanaimo City Councillor Hillary Eastmere says what stood out for her in the Premier's speech was what wasn't mentioned.
What I didn't hear was a commitment to safe supply, because the toxic drug crisis, he highlighted we've had 13,000 deaths and we're still not talking about a regulated safe supply. So we still have toxic drugs on the streets that are killing people at wild rates.
Nanaimo City Council is grappling with a lack of provincial funding for daytime warming centers this winter. Premier Eby told reporters after the event that the province is still working with the city to open the navigation center that it was promised in 2020.
The traditional funding for warming centers relates to overnight warming centers to make sure that people have a place to come indoors at night. Usually they're churches or other facilities that have other uses during the day, which makes it difficult to make them available as a shelter location going forward. What we've been trying to identify with Nanaimo is a location for a navigation center, which would be open all day and at night for people who are unhoused. And the sooner we can get a location for that and get it open, the better it'll be for everyone in Nanaimo.
Councillor Eastmere says that while the city is working with the province on the future navigation center, it's not something that will be in place for this winter.
Referring to the navigation center, which was announced in 2020 and has yet to come to fruition, does not address at all our concerns about warming center funding. That is a project that's in the distance. So we're talking about an immediate crisis now with the weather getting really cold, having to scrape off the car this morning, a serious lack of shelter beds in Nanaimo for our disproportionate number of people who are unhoused and have no access to any kind of shelter day or night. So I still really want the province to come to the table and help us figure this out, because it's cold now and we need a warm place for people to go and be able to have a meal, get some support, and get out of the cold.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.